You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
And tonight, we are...
Hey, Queens, how's it going? It is Josh here, and welcome back to the Queen and Podcast. We are powering along for yet another episode, and we cannot wait. Well, I cannot wait to get stuck in. This week is a very special week. We are getting the first Australian Queen joining us here on the Queen and Podcast in Courtney Monsma, Miss Kay Howard, who is now officially no longer with the show. She is moving on to bigger and better things with Frozen and playing Anna in the Australian tour when things get back up and running. Courtney and I chat about all things from Six to Life to Frozen throughout this episode, and I am so excited to get started. If you guys want to follow me on social media, please do at OzQueendom and at the Queendom Cast. You can check out Courtney at Courtney Monsma. All the details will be down below. But it wouldn't be an episode here of the Queendom Podcast without us getting down. So let's get stuck in with our episode with Miss Courtney Monsma.
I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down.
Hey, Queens, and welcome back to the Queendom Podcast. I am Josh, and I am joined by our first Aussie Queen, Courtney Monsma. Hey, Court, how are you going?
Hey, everyone. I'm good, thanks. How about you?
I am absolutely wonderful. This is the second take we've done of this. The first time we did this, we did have some audio issues, but we're here. We're gonna smash this one out of the park and catch up all over again. So how are you going with everything going on, Court? How are you attacking
So this is obviously a very big lifestyle change compared to, you know, working on tour and being away from home. So It is nice to be back at my home and be settled, knowing that I have work to go back to, which is really relieving at this uncertain time. But I'm doing good. I'm trying to stay positive, trying to stay motivated and happy, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
All right, so we always start our episodes off here with some quick fire questions. So let's get stuck in. What's one holiday that you want to go on that you haven't been on yet? Where's one place you want to go?
I'd love to go to Bora Bora. My great-grandmother was French Polynesian, so it's like the heritage kind of land. So I would absolutely love to go there one day.
When it's That's amazing.
$1,000 billion.
100%. Yeah. Bora Bora is not cheap, but very,
no,
very
beautiful.
Yeah. When you brush your teeth, when you put your toothpaste on, do you put your water on your brush before or after you put your toothpaste on?
It kind of depends. Normally, I do rinse my toothbrush, put toothpaste on, and then rinse it again. Double rinse.
There we go. What's your favourite musical that you've seen?
Favourite musical I've seen recently is Dear Evan Hansen.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful show. Absolutely love Beautiful. It. Who was somebody that you looked up to growing up? Who was somebody that you kind of idolised and looked up to, as I said?
Yeah, I always, in Australia, I looked up to Gemma Ricks, which is quite awesome to be working with her. I used to wait at stage door to get her autograph. Yeah. And globally, I always love Sierra Burgess. Got to do a workshop with her, actually, when I was in uni, and it was one of the best experiences ever. She's so incredible.
Amazing. Yeah. That two amazing women in this industry. Wow. So what was your introduction into theatre? So how did you get into this amazing industry that we're a part of?
Yeah, so I started as a young toddler in dance class. From dance class, my sister did a production of Annie, which is on the Gold Coast, and that was my first musical I saw. So from that moment, I just fell in love. Like, I think I was probably 7 years old.
Yeah.
And then I did my first community show at 9. And then did community theatre all through my young life. Still kind of young anyway. And then from after high school, I auditioned for the Con in Brisbane, and I did a Bachelor of Musical Theatre there for 3 years. And then from there, that was my kind of leeway into the industry to working for the past three. So it's been awesome.
Amazing. And you've done some amazing shows leading up until Six with the likes of Aladdin and Mamma Mia. So what was doing those two shows like for you as kind of like an intro to the industry? How did you go with those?
Yeah, Mamma Mia being my first, I learned so much. And, you know, it's always important. With shows, they have such a good balance of cast members of really experienced, different ages, different backgrounds. So I learned so much through that, which helped me do Aladdin because, you know, Disney is on a different scale with the set and the costumes. And that was, it's like, you can't really prepare for that until you're like backstage and you're getting thrown at like candles and like fire things. It's like, it's crazy. So that was super exciting. And everything has kind of helped me for the next experiences that I've gone on. So yeah.
Amazing. I love that. So how did you find out about this amazing show, Six? What was your introduction to this show?
Yes, so I heard people speak about it. I'm pretty like on it with new shows and stuff, but when you're working, like I feel like you're in this your own world. So I would have been doing maybe Mamma Mia while Six kind of came out. I first saw a clip of Millie doing Don't Lose Your Head on a TV show in the UK, and I just was like, what is this? Like, I fell in love straight away. You know, these young women, like the costumes, the songs. I was like, I was so intrigued because at face value, like you don't really know what it's about. Yeah. Like, how can there be six people in a show? Like, how is that possible? And, you know, so then I was on YouTube Spiral, like listening to the soundtrack, watching all the backstages, the meet and greets, everything, because I absolutely fell in love with the show.
So fell into the fangirl sector first. So what was it hearing about auditions and knowing that you potentially were going to be a part of this show that you kind of fell in love with?
It's crazy. As we spoke about last time, you know, it normally takes quite a while for a new show to hit Australia. Mm-hmm. So for a show to be in one country and then come to Australia next in America, it was just crazy that we would
open in Australia before Broadway as well. Like, that's right, another thing. Like,
crazy. It's just like, and it was so needed at that time. And I'm so glad it went to Australia. But when I got the audition brief, I just almost like time stopped, and I was like, what the hell, like this is crazy that we get to get this opportunity. So like straight on the soundtrack again, not that I hadn't stopped. I was like trying to find the queen that I most suited just to gun for it, because I just knew I had to be part of it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And for people that are listening in other countries, musical theatre in Australia usually takes minimum of 3 years to get out here from London and New York. Like, we don't get anything until like the hype is pretty much over. We still haven't got Hamilton, Dear Evan Hansen, Waitress. Like, it takes ages for shows to come out here. So for us to have Six at peak hype is crazy. Yeah.
So crazy.
So going into the auditions, obviously the musical theatre scene in Australia is kind of, you nearly know everybody at an audition. So what was it like walking into that room and seeing faces that you've performed with before and being in that room with just these strong women giving it their all?
Yeah, it was, you know, equally exciting and daunting. You know, you see these people that you've watched on stage and you know their potential and how incredible they are. So when you're all kind of in the same boat, you don't know what you're being seen for. Like, it is a little bit daunting, but it also was so beautiful to see all the performers there, like the uniqueness and like seeing people's strengths shine through. Yeah. And you can kind of like see what characters would suit each person. So that was kind of cool too. But yeah, it was, you know, it can go any way. There were so many incredible women there, and you know, you just sit there and you cast it, be like, oh damn it, I'm not good enough or whatever. But it's a pretty amazing how they see that in us, actually speaking to the casting team and stuff, that they like almost when we first walk into a room, they can tell if we're right or not, which is so cool. You know, even before we sing our big song or do our dialogue, they have a sense of what character, which is just so clever in the writing. And it's something that we can't really train as such. It's just part of us, which is why it's so special, I think.
Yeah. So through your audition process, what was your, were you purely Howard all the way through, or did you sing for other parts?
Yeah. So I actually was given, after the first run, I was given Boleyn and Howard. Lots of the girls, which is funny thinking about it now, but you know, I had my Boleyn round first, and I knew after Boleyn, I was like, nah, Howard. I just knew, you know, you can sense a feeling from the room. I was like, you know, when you feel like you're putting something on, it just felt more authentic to do Howard, which was cool. And you could see that from the other girls. So yeah.
Amazing. So being in the room, doing the auditions, you're learning some pretty amazing choreography, doing some group work with other people. What was it like experiencing kind of the camaraderie in the different groups that you were in for the process? Because you wouldn't have been with the same people the whole time.
Yeah.
But what was it like feeling that different thing to what you guys have now with the nine of you now?
It's pure, like, going from what we have now, it's just pure magic, really. Like, just the connection that we naturally have, you know, on day one, it was like, oh, I see why they do this. Like, I see why they cast this way. But it was interesting, you know, when you're doing group exercises, it is honestly sometimes the hardest, because you have to open yourself up and let yourself be open to other people's suggestions as well. So sometimes that wouldn't happen with certain people. You kind of be blocked, and sometimes it would just flow.
Yeah.
And the times it flowed seemed to be the way it actually ended up being cast. So that's exciting.
Yeah, amazing. And the secret was there for a little bit once the casting came out. So I think there was probably, it would have been nearly a month you guys had to keep it from audition to announcement. And some did better than others. I know I saw some follows like stream through, which helped me kind of piece together the cast.
You guys are good.
I had people messaging me like, have you got everybody? I was like, I'm pretty sure I do, but I'm not going to say anything just in case. What was it like seeing the Queendom get behind you guys? Because you were the first person to have a fan account made. I remember seeing that the day before the announcement came out. What was it like seeing the kind of fandom welcome you into the family?
It gets me like emotional thinking about it. It was almost like Christmas Eve, you know something's the next day. We knew the announcement was the next day. We were waiting just as eagerly to see the video because we hadn't seen it yet either. And to see that someone had made a fan account, I was like, obviously my hair looks like the photos, that makes sense. but the fact that someone would even do that was just mind-blowing. I was like, what the hell? Like, and I was automatically just like introduced to this amazing support system that we'd have. It made it so exciting for us. Like, it felt like, you know, we were pop stars in a way, and it was all from love. Everything was from love. I didn't think I saw any bad comment. Just the Queendom in Australia and internationally is just so incredible. And to see the messages coming through and the comments, it was beautiful. Yeah.
And you touched on the kind of reveal. It was a very slow, week-long reveal with the backs of your heads being released with the captain.
Yeah.
So what was it like? Did you guys know that was the way it was going to be done? Or was that kind of like, oh, wait, we've got to wait a day each now. Let's.
We weren't really in the loop. Like, we knew when about the thing would be announced, but we didn't know about the back of the head thing. So, you know, if you're five of six girls, I'm like, okay, I've got to wait for this day till mine's announced, and that would be exciting. So we were kind of on the same role as what the Queendom was, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny seeing the speculation when we were just all in this group chat being like, oh, it's so wrong. For some people, yeah, it was very funny. But it kind of created the excitement that the show needed. So I'm glad it happened.
It was really amazing. And when we finally got the announcement, like, the outpouring of love was just insanely amazing. That was just an amazing thing to be a part of. And then 3 weeks later, we had the show opening. So 100%. So I think you guys learned the show in something like 6 weeks, I think Vidya told me. So what was it like learning this show in that short amount of time? Because there is a lot that goes into this show, even though it's 75 minutes. So what was it like for you to learn the show on that short time scale?
It was, you know, it's challenging, but it's that type of challenge that when you reach the end goal, it is just so rewarding. There's not much you can do to prepare for the feeling of what it would be like on that stage with the audience so close to you. So that was something we had to kind of, I felt I learned on the fly. But as for learning the material, like, you know, I was so excited to come in every day because I love the material. And it was easier to learn the music because I knew we all knew the songs, you know. We all love the songs. We did our research on the characters, which helped us. But, you know, we really bonded over that time because it was intense in a great way, but it was hard. And I'm glad it paid off.
Yeah. What was the experience like of that first table read? Because you've got a very small cast. You've got the six of you plus Carousella and Shannon. Then you would have had the creative team there, which would have only been about top six people, I'm guessing. So what was it like? That's 15 people in a room just almost nerding out over this show. So what was that table read like for you guys?
I think exactly what you just said, 16 or so people just nerding out over this show. Like, I think it was a moment. I was very nervous to even speak because, you know, you've got a long way. Once you start rehearsals, you're like, oh, this isn't going to be how I normally say it. So it was nerve-wracking, but it was so cool to just, one, sense the camaraderie between us girls straight away and being like, this is special. And I think everyone on that table just had a moment where they were like, this show is so special. Everyone's singing along to the music. That doesn't happen normally. It's like, oh, what's this that we're doing? It's like just was already so loved and it was just exciting. Yeah.
That's amazing. And you can definitely sense that with you guys, like that camaraderie. It almost was like seeing the show come to the first previews. It was almost like this really strong sisterhood between everybody, not even just on stage, but the band, the dresses, the hair, makeup, everybody that was in that theatre was kind of bought in and wanted to be there and was just ready to give their all to it.
Definitely. It's a very unique group of people and it couldn't have been casted any better. Everyone, you know, but yeah, you're right, backstage, lighting, sound, such a family, and we were all had each other's best interests at heart always, you know, always supporting each other, which just helped because it was a, you know, daunting experience in the best way. It's new for all of us.
So. Yeah, 100%. So going through the rehearsal process, we kind of see the show come together. Was there a moment in rehearsals where you were like, oh, damn, this is going to be ridiculously special? Like, if there was a moment where you were like, okay, it's happening.
Yeah, there was, it was more so in a few of the acting exercises we do to get the result, you know, the ones where we would do to kind of bond each other, bond together. We just would all stop and have a little cry and be like, wow, this is special. And, you know, it's almost in the struggles that you realize how special it is and how special a group of people are. You know, when we first got to see our costumes and we all kind of came together, that was just like, whoa, like we were just idolizing each other and we still do. And, you know, I'm a fan of every single one of those girls. So,
yeah, I think yes, 100%. So special. And let's just touch on Nigel Shaw and his amazing costumes because he is an amazing human being in his own right. What was it like seeing Kay Howard come together? Because obviously you would have had a series of fittings that was like kind of you saw it and then you would have got it and it would have been like, she's here.
She's here. Definitely, you know, each fitting was so exciting and I was always so excited for my fittings to just put everything together. He is just incredible and he's so amazing because he lets you be involved in the process. You know, he shows you what it's going to look like. He compliments you. Like it just made it so much more exciting. So I think until I had my hair and makeup and everything fully done, did I feel, wow, like this is how it is. Because, you know, when you've spent 10 hours rehearsing and you're sweaty and you put on a costume, you're like, I don't feel like I should be in this. But by showtime, it was just so exciting. And we'd see the girls like walk through the hallways when they'd have their fittings and we would just be like, wow, you look amazing.
Yeah.
And I still remember each time I saw the girls for the first time. So cool.
That's, I love this show. It's just so cool.
So cool.
So going from there, you got your hair done. What was it? What was the decision behind getting the hair dyed pink? Was that like, just going full in, let's just run with it?
Definitely. I think, you know, it's always different in each country, each production, depending on what type of hair the Howard has. But we just decided with my consent, I was like, when am I going to have pink hair in my life? Like, let's just give it a go. So I was really excited, and, you know, I probably could have had a choice, but I was like, no, let's do it. We did it. And then when it came time to showtime, a little bit before showtime, we just realized like it would just be a little bit too hard to maintain with the color, the length and the type of hair that I have. So we ended up using a beautiful long switch that you guys saw. So that was funny because people knew I had pink hair, but then they were going, but that's real. But it's like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. So it was kind of funny to keep people guessing. But in the end, you know, when I had that kind of, it's almost like wearing a wig when you have that longer or different type of hair, you just become something else. So yeah, it helped me a lot with the character.
Yeah, amazing. Moving into previews, there was a ton of hype coming into Sydney, and the Queendom was really behind it. I still remember walking into the foyer on that first day and seeing the foyer done up with the throne and the projection that they had. It just, you could feel it on the outside. You didn't even have to walk into the theatre. You were like, okay, this is going to be something special. And then there was the whole music in the foyer. People were singing, dancing. I think there's videos out there of us all doing like a six dance along at some point. What was it like for you guys going into previews to know that you're going to have an audience? Because at this point, you'd only had kind of the people that were helping you build the show. What was it like knowing that you're going to have an audience and this was going to be it? We're going full out here.
Terrifying, to be honest. Like, you know, it's like I was saying before, there's so much you can prepare for, but there's so much that you can't. You know, live theatre is so special and it changes every day. Mm. The thing that got me through and got all of us through really was knowing that the people that would be in the audience would be on that first show would be the ones that would be 100%. Sorry, it's just in the background. They would be the people that would 100% be supporting us. They'd been supporting us before they even heard us sing. You know, so I was really supported with the fact that the Queendom, lots of the Queendom was in that first audience.
Yeah.
And that helped me knowing that, you know, that they're going to support everything that we do. But it was just, it felt like, I don't know if you've seen like one of those pop star documentaries when they're like down on the floor and then they get lifted up and they hear the audience screaming. And it's like, I always imagine what that would feel like. And I was just like, my heart was going so fast. And I was, you know, I'd feel that in those nerves for at least 3 or 4 weeks of shows before I finally calmed down. So I know some people always talk about like how to deal with nerves and stuff, but you know, everyone gets nerves and I still get nerves when I perform. I think it just means that you care.
I think nerves, I get nerves before I do these episodes, and I've touched on this previously.
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't get nervous, you're not in the right headspace. I feel like nerves mean you're in the right frame of mind. You're in the right position. You're in the right position in life. If you're not getting nervous, I feel like something's wrong.
I love that. Yeah, I totally agree with that statement.
So feeling, and I know when I've performed, like I was worried if I didn't feel nervous before that curtain dropped. Like I was like, all right, let's roll. Come on. So you there?
Oh, yes, you came back. Amazing.
Yeah, there we go. So what was it like for... Oh, I had a really good question. I lost it. anyway, so that first show for you guys, I think it was sold out from memory. So what was it like coming out, because the show was set up differently in Australia. Usually there's a curtain drop in all other performances, so you guys had to walk up on stage during that for the divorce.
Yeah.
What was it like walking out on stage to that first crowd with your back turned, just to do that first.
It's like you're about to go on a ride, like a really scary ride that you know you're going to love in the end, but you're nervous. You're really nervous, like you're about to go up. We had our in-ears and we'd get our standby call and then we'd get our count in. And, you know, when we get that count in, it's like, oh, there's no turning back now. So when we were walking up those stairs, like, one, I felt like all the girls, we were all in it together. Like, I felt supported by them, which helped. But, you know, hearing the roar and hearing everyone scream, it's just like kind of was comforting just to know that they were with us either way. And they just gave us that energy for that show. So it was so exciting.
That's amazing. And the venue at the Sydney Opera House, the studio, was, it almost felt like it was built to... How you going, Zane?
Sorry. You saw either.
We've just had a visitor by Cody's boyfriend. He's just popping his head in.
You went just to the corner of the frame, then you just made it in. That's very funny.
It's great.
It's a good... I can't see it. Sorry. Anyway, keep going.
That's okay. Sorry. The venue was almost... It almost felt like it was built for six. It was intimate. It was almost like an in-the-round experience besides, like, the back of the stage. What was it like to have a... It was a small venue as well. There was only, I think, 400 seats. So what was it like going from shows like Mamma Mia and Aladdin, where you're performing in some big theatres around Australia, to this tiny little jam-packed theatre?
I learned so much from this experience with the audience, especially because when you are performing to bigger stages, like, it's kind of easy to lose that illusion that people are watching you. You know, it's so far away, you often can't even see out. You're not looking out either.
Yeah.
So doing this experience and being able to connect with people and, you know, make people look at you and have eye contact was just so cool, and it could fuel a show. Every show would be different, and that would be because of the audience. To see people with us on that journey as well was so amazing. And just to, like, you know, spot, just see who's supporting it. It actually feels like the show isn't just about the people on the stage. It is about the audience. So, you know, and because it was in the round, it felt all inclusive. And I agree, that space was perfect for the show.
Yeah, 100%. And how daunting was it? Because the front row was literally like a meter and a half off your first starting point. So what was it like to finally turn around to an audience and have people, like, right there in front of you? Because I think I was actually sitting in front of you for that first show.
So, yeah, yeah.
So what was that like to turn around and be like, wow, you're actually, like, hella close? Like, I remember walking in and being like, I can, like, reach the band from here.
Exactly. Yeah, it was quite like shocking. You know, in rehearsals we'd have people sit there and be like, isn't that how close they're sitting? That's crazy. In the end, it was my favorite thing about it. It was just, you know, so involved. But, you know, that first show, it was hard to look around because you're seeing this energy right in front of you. So we often get notes to be like, you need to get every single seat in the theater and you'd focus things in the corners. And so it was hard. I think that was the hardest part, was not to just direct everything straight to the people that are right in front of you.
Yeah.
Because that just doesn't happen.
That's amazing. You've mentioned notes, and for that kind of 2-week period going into previews and just before, you had Lucy out here with you guys helping, along with Grace and Freya and the amazing team that was there. What was it like having Lucy come in and have her input into the show, being one of the writers and original directors of the show?
It was just amazing to meet her because I'm such a big fan, and as a person she is just so cool and she's so chill, and she's really the heart of the show, and I realized a lot of the humor within her. You know, it's the style of humor, and she actually really helped me become my Howard that I am performing. She just, you know, just to trust the truth in yourself, and it was the perfect thing, and I really am grateful that we got to work with her. She was just amazing. Everything that she said we just soak up, and, you know, she was part of writing the show, so she knows how it's meant to go, and it was awesome.
And again, it's very rare that you get to work with the writers of the show, let alone one of the, like, the big directors. Like, that
exactly
is...
especially later on, like, normally it's straight away and then they leave really quickly, but, you know, we got her just before we opened, so it was the perfect time to just, like, get everything together, and it was so cool.
And opening night was a pretty special night. there was a ton of people there from the industry. There was family, friends, the lot. What was that night was intensely amazing, like just from a crowd perspective. I was up in the round, like behind the stage, which was a completely different point of view, being able to see the show from kind of behind you all. I kind of felt like I was on stage because I could see people's reactions, and I was like, oh, this show is like something special. And that night there was a double standing ovation. We got to the end of I Don't Need Your Love and everybody just erupted. What was that like for you guys? Because I don't think that had happened before.
No.
Yeah, so you got to the end of the I Don't Need Your Love reprise and everybody just kind of looked at each other and it just erupted. What was that like for you guys being like, oh, wow, here we go?
It was surreal. One of the best feelings ever. And it's almost better after that moment because as characters and as people, like we'd made it in a sense, you know, we'd had that revelation and we've been like, you know, stick it to the man kind of thing. So that itself is empowering, but to have everyone else empowering that is amazing. And especially like, you know, for Vids performing that, you know, we all are feeling that with her and it's like, oh, so special. And it just showed us that by that point, and we knew earlier that they were on board with us and that they'd liked what we'd been doing. So that was nice too.
I was that excited when that happened. I stood up and my legs were shaking. I nearly fell over the balcony from the top. I was like, oh my God. So it's just it's an emotional roller coaster, this show. And the experience on and off, you've done photo shoots, media calls. What's your favorite experience been throughout the whole thing? What's that moment that you'll forever cherish because it was just too pure?
Oh, that's a big question. There's so many. I would probably say, like from what we were speaking, probably that opening night. Actually, no, this is a really pure moment and it's really special now knowing with what's happening with COVID and how we've been away from the show for a little while. Was after our final show in Sydney when we'd just been working so hard, we're all exhausted, and after our final show we just all like huddled in a little hug and had a little moment together as friends, like we weren't just colleagues that started working with each other, like we're all great friends and we just had a moment. We were all just so proud of ourselves and that was so pure and lovely. You know, and that would happen after every week. You guys don't get to see this, but after every night show week, we'd come off stage and we'd have a little, woohoo, we made it. And we'd all be like, yeah, we made it, and be screaming for each other. And just that feeling of like exhaustion, but just pride. So cool. I miss it.
That last night in Sydney, that was amazing. Let alone did we know this was going to happen, because it was kind of starting to make its way. Hadn't hit Australia, and the stage door that night was intense. And I'll bring this up because
that's
was
another thing that's pure.
There was 70 odd people in this undercovered area at the Sydney Opera House, and every time somebody walked out that door, it just erupted. And it was, I think I've got a video somewhere, and it's just, it was just so pure because everybody was just like, we love you, like, thank you. And it was I think it was the perfect send-off to Sydney. So what was it like coming out that door to that and then hearing it every other time somebody walked out?
Well, you know, from that story I just told before, you know, that was just before this. So it was already feeling incredible. And then to, you know, pack up your station and know that you're going home to your family again after tour and walking out and just seeing all the people, the friendly faces that we'd met over the last few shows, because, you know, we'd have lots of returning visitors to the show, and seeing that and hearing the roar when you walk out, you just wanted to just drop to the floor and cry. Like, it was so special. And then to see it happening for all the girls and seeing the girls' reactions was so amazing. And I just remember going home that night just on cloud nine, feeling so blessed to be a part. I think I actually posted a video saying how lucky and how grateful I was for everyone I've never experienced anything like it. And I'm so grateful that it seems to be following in life. You know, yeah. The queendom is just always there and it's amazing.
Yeah. That and that's the thing, like this, you're 100% one of six now. And I don't think the support is going to die off once you head off to Frozen, which is your next big adventure. I feel like you've kind of cemented yourself as one of those next big things in Australian musical theatre, and you've kind of been lucky enough to get this show where there's a lot of young and dedicated fans, and I feel like you personally are going to carry that through your career, and there's a lot of the other girls that have got those people that are going to follow them through whatever their journeys carry on after six. What's it like knowing that you've got some people now looking up to you the way you did to Gemma, and like being as young as you are at this point in your career, knowing that people are already using you as a role model for their careers?
It is so incredible, to be honest. You know, I'm such a dreamer, and growing up I was like I've said, always looking at inspiration in those before me, and to be that for other people and to know that I can positively help them through their struggles and to help them dream and believe in themselves is the best thing about this, and it's a really pure and good reason why I love doing what I do. It's to do that. So I'm so grateful for the queendom and all of those people, because one day, you know, they will be that for someone else, and they are. Like, the queendom have people even looking up to them. You know, we look up to them, really. They teach us so much about how to be a good person. So
yeah, that's amazing. That's so good. So throughout your time in the show, there's obviously several Howards elsewhere around the world. What was your relationship like with the other cast members in the other productions around the world?
Yeah, so I unfortunately didn't connect as much as I'd guess I'd wanted to, because I think our experience was in such a short, intense time. That was something I'd hope would come later. And it's every time I see a Howard online, I just like have this automatic connection. I'm like, I know what you're going through. And I love watching other people's performances and seeing their interpretations. So I'd had a few of them message me, and I also just idolize them all as well. And even not just the Howards, just the other cast members. It's this like small family and special family.
Yeah, 100%. And your name will forever be in that history book as part of this cast that started.
I even went on Wikipedia, because I always used to, for my assignments at school, have to like write original casts of shows. And I went on the Wikipedia for six, and I saw that we were on there, and I was like, no way. That's it. That's like my dream, to be on a Wikipedia page. How funny.
You're going to be on another one too, because you're going to get the
original cast. That's crazy too.
And that's,
I'll have to screenshot that.
Let's touch on Frozen now that we're kind of moving into that. This is going to be one of the biggest roles that you've landed as a professional, being besides Catherine Howard. This is kind of, Anna is that parallel almost. What was it like knowing that you were going to take on this iconic role, like from the movies and on stage?
It is like, it's hard to actually form words for it, and I still struggle to believe that I am going to do that. It is so exciting to bring myself. I find lots of similarities in my natural self to Anna, which makes me so excited to portray her. I want to do her justice, and the people who love the show and the movie so much justice, because it's important. You know, that's why these shows are successful. It's because of the people that follow them. So that comes with a cool pressure to it, but it's exciting. Like, it'll be so rewarding when that happens. But yeah,
and this cast that, and we touched on Disney and their immense kind of theater presence, they do things that are just above and beyond. The cast that has been assembled for this show from top to bottom is just absolutely stacked with talent. You look at some of the names that they've been touring Australia for the last 3-4 years in some of the biggest shows that have come out here, from Kinky Boots through to Aladdin, Mamma Mia, like everybody who is anybody is in this show in whatever role possible. You've got Gemma at the top, you've got you, then there's Matt Lee, who was the first person that I ever saw on stage as Bert in Mary Poppins. Like,
wow.
What's it like knowing that this cast, again, just looking at it on paper, feels like it's going to be something special. Like, it honestly feels like it's going to be the magical cast that needs to go with this magical music.
Yes.
That is Frozen.
And isn't that crazy with the timing of this all happening as well? There is this magical cast, and I know that everyone is so dedicated to this.
Yeah.
And that shows in what they've done and what they're about to do. So being a principal in a show like this and looking at every single ensemble member and just knowing what they've done and idolizing them is quite surreal. Like, we're all on the same page. You're right. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be a fantastic show. And you got to have a little sit down and have a moment with Patty Murin when you were in New York. What was that like for you, sitting down with somebody that had originated the role that you were going into?
Thinking about it now, it almost doesn't seem like it happened. Like, it was too good to be true. She is so cool. I just went out on a whim and messaged her, and she was lucky, happy enough to catch up with me. And, you know, she gave me so much great advice on the journey that I'm about to go on with the role. And I, as you were saying with the Queen and looking up to me, I look up to her. I think she is such a great person as well as performer, so down to earth and just cares about what she does. And that's exactly what I want to be. And, you know, she gave me some great advice before going on to this journey that I'm so cool to have gotten from her.
I can't wait to see the show come together. It's going to be crazy. And you get to pretty much, besides the kind of small intro, you get to kind of open up the show with First Time in Forever, which I can't even put into words how excited I am. Like,
oh, I can't wait till when I know you're in the audience. And
I'm just gonna be like, yes, it's gonna be great. I can't.
I'll need it. I'll be so nervous. So man, it'll be very helpful.
I almost wore my Frozen Broadway hoodie just for this, but it's too hot.
And yes, that's my biggest regret, not buying more merch. But I have to get some in Australia.
Buying merch for our own show. There we go.
Yeah. Like a little discount, but
that's great. So to wrap things up, Court, what is your favorite moment in Six? What was that moment every night that you were like, oh, I just love performing this?
So obviously, if you know the show, just before we sing Six, I've been thinking about this since last time, and there's a moment where Vince and I look at each other and we go, she goes, we're one of a kind of category, and it's a slower part. And it's that moment where you lock eyes. And every time we look at each other's eyes, like, we know we'd gotten through the show, worked really hard, and also just admired each other. And I look at her, and then we'd look along the line, and we'd have our little group hug. And it'd be hard to sing, you know, you'd be a bit shaky sometimes because you want to laugh, sometimes because you want to cry. And that is a moment I will always cherish on stage. And every single night it was special for different reasons. Someone might have been having a bad day. Someone was feeling unwell. But that moment was when we went, yep, you've done it. You know, two more to go.
That's amazing. I love that. What's been your favourite experience with the fans of the show? What has been that moment where you're like, yeah, okay, I love the support you're giving me, no matter what, you guys are here, ups or downs. What was that moment?
Yeah, there are so many, and it's so unique to each person that's seen the show. But, you know, the messages, the type of messages that I get and the posts that I see and are just so heartwarming, because you're making a difference to someone's life. Even, you know, sometimes you comment on something and someone's so elated and happy with that, and it's like, wow, do I have the power to do that? Just seeing, and sometimes people will say, oh, sorry if I'm annoying you. It's like, you could never ever annoy me. Like, the fact that this is the reason we're put in these positions is to do this for you, you know. That stage door would probably have to be the most special. And even that first show when we saw a group of fans there in that front row was just so special. Yeah.
That was just, that was a night. We got a photo of that, and looking back on that photo, it's just, I'm like crying so much.
Yeah, no. It's no, ridiculous. I welcome crying for this.
Oh.
It's special. It is. Yeah.
And it's like, I've got my whole wall over here just with my photos of you guys on that last night. And every day I look at it, I'm literally going to bawl my eyes out right now. Cause like, you guys had such a massive impact on my life. And, I'm so glad.
That's the reason. Yeah.
And I'm so glad to have kind of a really solid relationship with you all. And that's something that I don't think any other show, Kinky Boots kind of came close, but this show, there was just something about it. And I was I'm just privileged to be in the position that I was able to build that relationship with you guys. And
And we're privileged to have you support us in the way that you did and set up that for us. So goes both ways.
All right, let's stop crying. Wow. What's
emotional.
Your 100% it is. And what's your favorite thing about this show? What's that one thing about Six as a whole that makes
it would be the relevance, you know, as a performer, you are going into different shows, playing different things, selling different themes of different shows, and this show is so relevant on a personal level, on a global level, and it is so fulfilling to perform because you're spreading a message that you 100% support. Yeah. So to do that show at this time in the world, that's my favorite part about it. And it's just inclusive. It's down to earth. It's the music is enjoyable. Just absolutely every aspect about the show. I think you don't normally go to a show and not doubt a part of it, but I love every single part of the show.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. That's a great kind of note to wrap things up on.
Yeah.
Being away from the show and knowing you're not going back to it heading into Frozen, what's the biggest thing you miss about it right now?
Oh, everything. Absolutely everything. You know, I've had my cries, and, you know, I've cried heaps over this because but I also remember how much it's taught me as a person and as a performer. So I'm so grateful that I got that opportunity. I miss the girls so much. I miss performing, and I miss making a difference to people's day. You know, people come into the theatre to change how they're feeling, and we had the power to help that. So I miss that the most.
I had this conversation with somebody on that last stage door. I think it was actually Lauren's parents. They were standing there, and they said something about coronavirus. I was like, there's no sign of it anywhere here at the stage door. Nobody was worried. People came to the theatre to get away from it all. And I was like, that's the perfect point. Like, the world was in meltdown, and everyone's here just cheering and having fun. Because theatre is a way to escape. I think that's what the world is missing right now. And we're so...
Yep.
I love how the creatives haven't stopped. Like, we're doing this podcast to give people this this outreach, but there's all these video concerts, Disney released one, the Sondheim concert. Yep. Creatives haven't stopped because we know how important this outlet is to people, whether other people don't understand it or not.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Getting into a theatre is something special, and
and I hope the absence of it will show people and prove it how much more important it is when we get back into theatres again, because it's something that can't be,
It's the arts unique. 100% unique. That is a perfect note, I think, to wrap things up here, Cot. Respect the arts.
Sorry for making you cry. Man, yes, respect the arts.
I think you're the only person that could bring up these emotions, because I feel like
you're part of it.
The journey I went on with you guys is completely different to what I went on with the other guys, because I was I think I looked at the tickets and I averaged a show every week with you guys.
A trip to the doctor.
Exactly. So guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks to Court for coming and hanging out with us. We appreciate
Thank you guys.
We love you, and we will catch you in Frozen. If you want to follow Courtney and all her journeys from here on out, her links will be in the description box below. If you want to follow me, you know where we are at. We are at the Queendom Cast and Oz Queendom. Keep an eye out on the merch line on the website, because you know you want the threads. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, Queens. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.